And now, Tom Neal, famous motion picture and stage star, in a drama of the unexpected, titled Solid Citizen.
I was smiling as I walked down Grove Street, saying to myself, "Well, Larry Price, you're a solid citizen at last, with a good job and a wonderful girl who's going to marry you and a future." Yeah, a future instead of a past. Because that's all over now. All over and forgotten. Then I stopped walking for a moment and felt cold. It was 90 in the shade, but I felt cold.
Hello, Mr. Price.
What? Oh, hello.
Mind if I walk along with you?
Free country.
Yeah, that's what they say in books. But it ain't always free. Not for some guys, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Don't you?
Who are you, anyway?
Steve. You remember me, Mr. Price? Steve.
I don't believe so.
Funny, I remember you so well.
Where?
I think it was the cell across from mine. Yeah, you had the cell across from mine.
What is it you want?
Nothing. What do you want, Mr. Price?
I don't get you.
Well, there's a lot of things you might want. Maybe you want to keep that job you've got down at the filling station. I hear Mr. Arnold is figuring on expanding, setting up another station for you to manage. Maybe you'd want to do that. And then there's that pretty little blonde number. What's her name, Helen?
Keep her out of this.
But you might want to marry Helen. I've heard it's on the schedule. You know, there's a lot of things I figured out that you might want to do.
All right. So I served time. I served it out, every second of it. It's days done, marked off the calendar.
Well, I thought you might want to keep them that way. I thought it might be worth about $500 to you to have me leave town tomorrow morning without dropping in to see Miss Helen Page or any of your other new friends.
Why, you cheap little... I wouldn't pay you...
$500, Mr. Price. I'm staying at the River Arms, fourth floor. I'll be up late. But until you get there... So long, 11-17-43. Wasn't that your number? 11-17-43?
He slouched away from me down the street. Just a little guy with a smirk on his cracked lip and a big secret in his head. My secret. But it wasn't mine any longer. I suppose I could have remembered him if I tried. I could remember every ugly detail about those 2 years in prison. If I tried. And now I had to remember. There'd be no more forgetting. Helen would know, too. There wasn't anything I could do about that. Helen would be told. But not by Steve. I'd tell her. No matter how it would tear at her heart, I'd have to tell her. And soon. Very soon.
What's the matter, darling? Why the frightened look? Does marriage scare you? You can still back out if you want to.
Helen, I want to marry you even more than I want to go on living.
Well, what is it then? Some deep, dark secret from your past come back to haunt you?
In a way.
Oh? Was she blonde or a brunette?
Helen, there's something you should know.
I won't let you talk about it now. Everybody has secrets, Larry. They're fun and interesting, but not very important. Let's keep our secrets.
All right. If that's the way you want it.
Sure, Larry. Come on now, cheer up and think about the future, darling, and us.
I was thinking about the future, about what it would mean to Helen when Riverdale found out she was going to marry an ex-convict. I tried to tell her. 20 times I tried to tell her, but I couldn't. The words wouldn't push themselves out through my lips. I could imagine the flicker of pain in her eyes. The brave smile that would say, "It doesn't make any difference. We'll be married just the same." But it would make a difference. Always. So I couldn't tell Helen about the 2 years when I was 11, 17, 43. I had a pass key to the gas station. I jimmied the door to make it look like a burglary. I knew how. Then I went inside and opened the register. The week's total figured just over $500. Nobody saw me at the station. Nobody saw me sneak up the fire escape at the River Arm. But in a way, I almost wish the cops had grabbed me before I could give the money to Steve.
$460, $480, $490, $500.
Now beat it quick. Get out of town before I...
Before what?
While you can.
Why, Mr. Price, I'll be glad to leave. When you've paid me.
I've paid you every cent.
$500? You misunderstood me. I said $1,500, Mr. Price.
Okay, Steve. I understand now.
That's fine.
I understand that you'll never be paid enough. That's what I wanted to know.
Oh? In that case, I'll drop in on Miss Page.
I don't think you will, Steve. I don't think you'll do much more talking.
You can't scare me with that gun, Price. You're a solid citizen now, and solid citizens don't go around shooting people. They don't have the nerve to pull a trigger.
Okay, Steve. You win. I haven't got the nerve. I don't want any more memories in the back of my head.
You're a coward, Price. You always were. Even in prison, you were a coward.
I slapped him hard. Hard as I could. Over and over. Hoping that my hands dug into his face and smashed blood out of his yellow skin. He took it without moving until my palms were hot and almost bleeding themselves. Then I clipped him on the chin. Picked up the 500 and started back to my room to pack. I didn't care whether Steve told Helen or not. I knew that there couldn't be any future for us, wherever we went, whatever I did or tried to do. Why, Helen, what are you doing here?
I've been waiting for you, Larry.
Is something wrong?
I've got to talk to you. I thought about it all
You mean
all day.
Steve's been here?
Steve? You fool.
It doesn't matter.
Let me talk, Larry. This afternoon, you said something about the past. Your past. And I put you off and tried to make fun out of it. But it isn't fun, Larry.
I know.
Everything always comes out, no matter how you try to hide it.
Sure.
So, if you don't already know... Well, it happened when I was just a kid, 6 years ago.
What?
Oh, it didn't seem like stealing. The pocketbook was just lying there on the department store counter. I thought someone had lost it, and I told myself I'd turn it in to lost and found. But I didn't. I took it. And kept it.
You mean you stole it?
Yes, Larry. I was a thief.
Helen.
They sent me to reform school for 6 months.
Oh, darling.
I want you to know, Larry. Well, there's still time. See, you might not want to marry an ex-convict.
Oh, you're the only woman I'd ever want.
Are you sure, Larry?
Of course I'm sure. I want to marry you, Helen, even more than I want to go on living. And I'm going to. Nothing else matters, not my past nor yours. I'm going to marry you. Helen and I took the money back to the filling station. Mr. Arnold was there, and I told him the whole story. He just smiled and said the new station would be ready for me to manage when we came back from our honeymoon. Some people are pretty wonderful. And Helen... She's the most wonderful of all. After we were married, we never talked about that night. Never. Except once. It was on our first anniversary, just a year later.
Larry.
Yes, darling.
What are you thinking about?
Oh, nothing really. Just the past. Our past. It doesn't bother me anymore. It seems kind of unreal and long ago.
I remember too, Larry. And I get a little sick feeling down deep inside whenever I think about those awful months in Ashford.
Ashford?
Yes. At the reform school.
Helen, there was no reform school in Ashford 6 years ago.
What?
They built it after I got out of prison, I remember.
But Larry,
Why did you lie to me, Helen? Why?
All right, Larry, I never stole any money. I never was in reform school. But that day, last year... Yes. Steve did talk to me. He wanted money from me, too. So I knew your secret. And I knew you'd never tell me. I couldn't let you run away, Larry. Back to your old life. I love you too much. So I lied and gave myself a pass that had fit into yours. I wanted to share your life, Larry. All of it. Don't you understand?
I understand.
I didn't want to build our marriage on a lie. But I had no choice.
Some lies are better than the truth, Helen. Sometimes a man needs a woman's lies to make him think he's bigger than he is. To make him the man he wants to be. To make him think he's really worth loving. For always.
Solid Citizen, starring Tom Neal, was transcribed in Hollywood. Listen for another exciting story, starring Marcia Hunt, who meets the unexpected. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, produced under the supervision of Alvin C. Gershenson.